What's up, boozers? Long time no see. Actually, really haven't had much to talk about. Nothing has really been going on in the past couple of weeks or so. That's just my summer for you. Everything dies down and just, bam, nothing's going on. But I will tell you a couple of things. First of all, got a couple new articles up on that Gamer Hub. The first being the review for Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, which I really liked. The visual style is amazing. It's unique in its own way for a Metroidvania game. You kind of have to play it, or you could just go to that Gamer Hub and read my review. Review-wise, I'm actually trying to work on my style a bit, too. I feel like, even though my teachers have always said I've had a natural talent for writing, you know, the fact is, that was still 10 years ago, when I was in high school. And I really want to, I really want to work on that, because I feel like my writing can actually get me somewhere one day. You just never know. It's not one of those things I had planned on when I got out of high school. I was looking for more music and information technology. But the thing is, I don't have the money to get into music, and now it's been a while since I've been out of it. And same thing with information technology. The what I learned in college and everything is kind of outdated now. Since then, we've come up with quad cores and solid-state drives, IDE, which was the original transmission for data data between drives, has been replaced with SATA, and just as the start of it. And can't forget the 64-bit architecture as well. So I was still in 2003. I think by then it was close to coming out. If not, I didn't really see when 64-bit architecture came out, but of course back in the days all of my books are all about 16-bit and 32-bit. But you know, things have come a long way since then, so who knows, will I have a future in writing, specifically in games journalism? Who knows, might have to go back to school and take some journalism classes though. For that I need money. For that, to get money, I need a better job. JobPod hasn't actually gone so well lately. I've been in a bit of a funk, looking into some different services for disabled people such as myself. Hopefully things start to look up soon, once the summer dies off and everything. But speaking of that gaming front again, there's an interesting things happening at the Vancouver Gamers Group. As said before, we're a little group that meets various places, mainly Metrotown on Friday. And last night was actually really weird. We had one of our meetups back at Metrotown, and it looked like no one was going to show up to the thing. We had about three regulars show, I think. But we ended up with like 7 or 8 guys there. It is fairly interesting. We had one guy, I can't remember his name. I just remember him being in a wheelchair, claiming that he worked for GamesRadar. And, you know, I think that's kind of cool. If it's true, I'd love to be able to, as I said before, I'd love to be able to make something out of my own writing ability, and that's why I want to improve it. But what's interesting is, one of the new guys that just joined up to had also done some QA with both EA Canada and Blue Castle, which is now known as Capcom Vancouver. And it's really interesting. Some pretty neat talks going on. Both of these guys, of course, most of these guys that come out, they've been down to PAX Prime in Seattle. I haven't, because I haven't been able to afford it. It'll be something to look at in the future, though. And at least one of them has been to E3. Maybe two of them. Maybe the QA guy. I don't know. But, yeah. I think a little bit of a spark of motivation there, I think. Who knows? Will something come out of it? Probably not. I can only hope one day, though. Until I could just keep plugging away, trying to find the job, trying to write and play some games at the same time. And hopefully things look up real soon. Other than that, I have nothing to talk about. You know, it's been a while since I've done an audio boo. Nothing as much has gone on. Hopefully I'll be back to recording more audio boos soon. But until then, keep it real, boozers.